this girl at a party in Hollywood. She said her name was Karen, so I bought her a drink. Things went really well and we wound up back at my place and spent the night together doing just what you'd think. One night turned into two, turned into three and then four, and pretty soon she had the key to my apartment door. She was everything and more, she rocked my world like no other. I think I may have even told her I loved her, and I've lived enough to know that I should probably be nervous. It's the way that things were going seemed too good to be true, but I let myself get sloppy thinking nothing could disturb us. The way she looked at me sometimes, what could I do? Her daddy didn't like the way we're living in sin, but if I'd like to join the family, they'd be glad to let me in. I really dug his daughter, but I wasn't too enthused until he hit me with an offer that I couldn't refuse. So long story short, I'm moving bodies for the mob, and when the car's a fucking hatchback, it's a pretty shitty job. It's gotten to the point where I don't even mind the smell, but I still wake up having nightmares about eternity in hell. And I've always tried to keep an open mind about Italians, but after what I've been through, I don't know if I can. They all drive flashy cars and wear these shiny cool medallions. I pretend that I'm not frightened, but I think it's pretty clear that I am. Newfound life doesn't seem so cool. My parents still think that I'm going to film school. Sometimes I wish that I was, sometimes I wish that I had never met Karen at all. It's ruining my life, they even own this guitar, but if I tried to run away, I wouldn't get there if I'm intact. But as a matter of fact, I don't care anymore, I don't care about Karen